Welcome to the Food Sadist. We welcome you to the underground dungeon we'll dig inside under her bed of soil. Mycorrhiza is a growing network, a mysterious community of fungal activities. We're going beyond the fruit body and below in the dark reaches of what makes the mushroom so special. Mushrooms are the fruit of the fungi. They amplify our culinary dishes as much as they do in deepening fungal relationships in our front and our backyard garden. You know how they talk about psychedelic therapy being 10 years of therapy in one day? If you trip with someone, it can be like 6 months of dating in one day because your beings are vulnerable for each other on this outer world level. The proper dosage creates a cathartic release of pain and anguish and ecstasy permeating in and out of all our pores. Our senses are heightened, our pores understand and absorb the surrounding just as much as a mushroom would absorb from their environment. The dungeon queen of the fungi kingdom has her eyes all across the network. Her fingers crawl underneath us. She sees all. She knows all. Her spores travel with us. Time slowed down, and we'd slow down with her, appreciating all the little moments. The liberation is upon us. Over 2 years ago, my partner and I made a visit to Denver. We came to realize the Denver community voted to decriminalize magic fungi to liberate psilocybin shrooms. They aren't having us a phase. They're reclaiming their rightful place at the table. Back in Hawaii, speculated the fetid murky odor of the bright orange mushroom, Dictyophora, discovered on dried lava flows. They have hormone-like compounds present in the volatile portion of the spore, similar to human transmitters released during significant arousal. Some of us may want to be convinced that the special mushroom nickname, stinkhorn or phallus, indosiatus have orgasmic powers, but one small study alone published in the International Journal of Medicinal Mushroom is not enough, and we require further peer reviews to replicate the study in larger numbers. A profound ethereal bonding through consummation and consumption. There's good and bad relationships in the fungal community when it takes roots. The Cavendish banana may be endangered, but we use fungi to solve a range of pressing problems. We reconstructed the diets of Neanderthals, the cousins of the modern human, extinct 15,000 years ago. On their teeth are dental abscess of dental fungus, a sign that mushroom was very much part of their lives, very much part of their food diet. Knowledge of Ötzi, the famous Iceman mummy preserved in glacial ice, carried a pouch of items to make fire and medicine. He died 5,300 years ago. One of Ötzi's most striking belongings were a handful of fungi crumbs. Birch polypore has an antioxidant effect and inhibits bacterial growth, hang on the belt kit of the early man. They are edible but not tasty. Forward back in time, 1928 in London, Sir Alexander Fleming, not only was he a doctor but he was knighted. At the time, Fleming was experimenting with the influenza virus in London. After returning from a two-week vacation, a fluffy white mass had carelessly developed in his lab and accidentally contaminated his Staphylococcus culture plate. We had discovered a mold that changed the course of modern medicine, penicillin strikingly effective against gram-positive cells, a bacteria killer. You might say this fungi helped reduce a number of deaths and amputations of our soldiers. An accidental technology had shifted the balance power during World War II. Fungi is usually lumped with plants, but they are really more closely related with animals. A category mistake? There's a huge market for mushrooms. The discovery of the taxol-producing fungi is a multi-billion chemotherapy drug business, not to mention alcohol-fermented yeast. 60% of enzymes in our food industry are produced by fungi, than 50% of vaccines are reproduced by engineered strains of yeast. Citric acid are produced by yeast for fizzy drinks. There's a global market for the edible mushroom and fungi. For mushroom lovers, they are nutritionally high in fiber and protein, low in calories, low in fat, and packs a punch. A significant amount of potassium, iron, manganese, vitamin D, B2, and B6. They're delicious, adaptable, and part of haute cuisine. The rare and hard to find are not easy to cultivate. They are not easy to mass produce, hacking up price tags. The fungi family breeds all kinds of prolific characters, nutty, woody, fruity, and spicy tastes. Us, as visitors of its kingdom, we are just scratching the surface and getting to the depth of the story. Some have powers and properties that are yet to be discovered. The fungi creatures that we harvest for our meals interestingly play a role in recycling the nutrients in the decaying natural world. They feed on leaves, wood, and occasionally insects. It can be a complicated process. Others have a more symbiotic lifestyle and with surrounding organism, promoting light, moisture, temperature, oxygen, and nitrogen level, just the right conditions for mutually growing relationships. Choosing the best mushrooms for our meals. The standard white mushroom, bun mushrooms, known as the champignon or forest mushroom, is still a favorite for gravy and sauces, stir fry, or even the occasional raw snack. Be careful now, too much of a raw good thing can affect mycotoxin levels in our heads. Worry not, we'll cook and heat them right up before serving. The only difference between the white button and the crimini is the age. I personally prefer the brown age for its nuttier, heartier, meatier taste. Think of the white ones as babies, and the darker tan are the aged ones. Okay, they are called at times like baby bellas. When crimini mushrooms are fully grown, they grow to have a cap that is 5 inches firm or more in diameter. I hope you've enjoyed our introductory episode. Join us next on the Food Status Mushrooms Tips Part 2, where we get our hands dirty in the dirt and explore a handful of recipes with our mushroom friends. Thank you.